This is ArtBeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta Astars. Rachel Hopkins loved her work as a freelance illustrator, but something was missing. When she and her architect husband, Adam, found an empty 100-year-old firehouse in Plainwell, Hopkins knew what she was missing, a community of artists. They turned the fire station into Design Street, where all kinds of artists share their work. Rachel, what is Design Street, and what is your role there?
Design Street is a nonprofit art education studio that I founded 6 years ago. And our mission is to inspire and encourage and engage the community in creativity and all sorts of forms of creativity. And beyond that, to develop an appreciation for cultures through the artistic process and discovering how each culture kind of has their own individual forms of self-expression, but we're really united by a system of order called aesthetics that is what we study in design through the elements of art, like lines and shapes and colors. It means for artists to come and share their lives with people. And we, all of our instructors are professional artists or trained art educators. And it's about, again, sharing our lives through creativity and really seeing other people experience the joy that we have when we're creating our own art. So,
well, at 6 years, you've passed, I always hear 5 years is the mark of whether a business is going to make it or not. So you're past that. You're right in the middle of Plainwell, for people who don't know, right smack downtown. And you're talking about different cultures. Do you find that in Plainwell?
You know, we were so fortunate, so blessed to be in this building that we're in. It is a 100-year-old fire station, so it has a long history of community service in the small town of Plainwell. And it's kind of a perfect location right there in the middle of town. We're kind of like at a point of intersection with M89, and just down the road is a 131.
Yeah, very accessible.
So it's accessible.
Yeah.
And beyond that, too, it's a place where people can come from all over. They can be any age, any gender, any background, any economic status. We work hard to raise funds for a scholarship, financial need scholarship funds, so that's not something that keeps people away from art or experiencing the joy of art.
Good.
But we pull students from all over. I think what—
Beyond Plainwell then?
Yes.
Okay.
Quite a bit beyond Plainwell, you know, in every direction, really.
Okay.
We have a large enrollment through the homeschool community, and that kind of spreads, you know, by word of mouth all over the place. And then we also offer programs, of course, for any ages from 5 to, you know, retirement and beyond. And we, like I said, we're fortunate to be in a position where we're very accessible, but people can come from anywhere.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get interested in this? So you're seeing this abandoned, possibly, firehouse. Tell us how it all started.
You know, my husband is an architect, and I'm an artist. My degree is in illustration, and I've been teaching art at the college level for 20 years. And I guess life as an artist really begins when you understand that you need to be versatile. You need to be able to connect in a variety of different ways in arts as a career to really, I think, make it successful. At least that's what I found. And really, I was living the dream of freelance artists in my home and enjoying the work I was doing, but I missed the classroom experience. I missed the interaction with people because art is really meant to be shared. It's a shared experience.
Yeah.
Even though it's a personal expression, if you don't get an opportunity to share that with someone else, then it doesn't really fulfill.
This is ArtBeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. So how do you find your instructors? Where do they come from?
You know, it's interesting because I feel like our instructors often find us. I don't know if there's a calling, kind of a spiritual thing happening or what, but I feel like all of our instructors that have come share their heart to love on people. And that's also not typically a common thing in artists. Again, artists being kind of loners oftentimes. Yeah, yeah. They're uncomfortable.
Art Many is artists, how they communicate.
Exactly. Yeah. And often artists will have anxiety. They have issues with depression. We've seen that throughout history. And so there's lots of reasons for artists to not want to be brave.
You mean that stereotype is true, that starving artist, you know, in that little dark room in the attic or the basement? And
well, you know, what it comes down to is it art that makes us that way, or do people in general that have struggle with some of these issues use art as a form of coping and escape? And I think that that's often the side of things. When you look at students, for instance, there are artists that are very shy and have high anxiety. And I like to say those are ones sitting in the corner drawing these amazing drawings, but don't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And then you have artists that are very loud and like a lot of attention and are very vocal and expressive and confident. And they tend to be the ones that struggle more with ADD and focus issues. Mm. We like to say we're kind of like the home for all of those different types that maybe don't fit in elsewhere, because we get them.
Yeah,
we understand the struggle. And what I like to train my students is that really both sides of that are in all of us. It's which side to tap into for the sake of the project. Is this something that needs to be bold and loud and confident and expressive, or is it something that needs to be tightly controlled and a little bit more focused? I think the problem is artists historically have had a hard time fitting in. Because they're different. They're creative.
The misfit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which I think is very enjoyable and fun.
In a wonderful way.
Most of the time, I love it.
Do you have time for your own art?
It has been a personal challenge of mine. Like I said, I love teaching my college classes. I love being the director at Design Street and planning these programs and working with these amazing people. But you have to keep creating, or else that part of you kind of diminishes, and you start to lack motivation in your own work, in your own life. And so I love that we offer all of these different conceptual focuses each year, because I am personally right now very excited by international folk art, particularly the work that is done in Japan as well as Russia with these dolls. Now, that is one kind of area that I'm interested in pursuing in the next year or two, is the idea that we are united through the idea of entertainment in our youth and our little ones, particularly dolls. And what is a doll? It's a representation of family, oftentimes, a representation of the individual, but the individual in a group of people.
That's true.
Typically a family. And so in Japan, they have something called kokeshi, and these are often traditionally given to a family with a newborn as a good luck charm. It's a little wooden doll that's carved or painted. And this idea also inspired, a little further north in Russia, the Matryoshka dolls, which is what we consider
stacking
kind of babushka dolls. And I am just so inspired and delighted by the variety of different styles of these dolls and colors and patterns. And I am expressing my own experiences, my own background, and my own versions of some of these. And then I would like to be able to display those and figure out a show. But it's about the passion that comes through inspiration. And for the artist, it will always be about lighting that fire, wanting to have something to say, wanting to have something to express. Because if there's nothing there, you won't make art.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Artbeat, our weekly look at the creative arts. I've been speaking with Rachel Hopkins, the director of Design Street in Plainwell. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Artbeat. Thanks for listening.